Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from virtually the Sydney Film Festival. I'm in company of Tiana Zinovich, director of Beach, a derogatory term for a woman. So welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello. I'm glad I'm with you as well.
So the film is a screening in the program strand Europe Voices of Women in Film. And how do you, like, my first question is simple, but in this case, it's going to be funny, because could we say that, as somebody said, that this is a millennial dramedy?
Probably, yes, but it is a millennial dramedy. When I was pitching the movie, I said it was a mixture of Bridget Jones and Trainspotting. So, yes, you can say that, but as the reactions come from the viewers, the targeted audience is not just millennials, because the boomers are really into the movie.
And even Tiana, what was the starting point for the film?
The starting point was the script by Isa Stricher. She, as she said, she wrote the script because she was in this situation in life and she wanted to see something like that and she couldn't. So she wrote the movie. That's her idea. Why? The starting point was that we all find ourselves in some moments in our life that we don't know where to go and what to be and don't feel insecure. So she has this specific moment at age 27. She loses her period and stuff like that. But it's a common thing for all of us, finding yourself and trying to live. basically, because at the end of the movie, she's at the same stage as she was starting the movie, but she's in peace with herself. So as for the title and for, I don't know, the point of the movie is that you're allowed to be whatever you want to be. Hmm. You just have to embrace yourself even though you're a bitch. That's it.
I love that. I love that. That's the best speech ever. Why did you think that this was the perfect story for your feature film debut?
Because it's about a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I can connect. And because through my life, I was always a bit of a misfit. Mm-hmm. In a ways, and I tried to change so that I fit to this world, and then it was even worse because I couldn't. But when I accepted myself the way I am, I was better to me and to the world. So I like to make superheroes of regular people, mm-hmm. regular women, and I don't know. I don't want to preach, but I think that everybody has the right to live the way they are if they don't hurt others. So I don't know. I like to speak for minorities, not just for minorities. That's it.
Yeah, what I think is the best thing about the film is that sometimes I think millennial women, but as you said, also boomers and stuff, we're still fighting against a lot of, I don't want to say stereotypes, but a lot of
prejudice
and rules that we're supposed to follow, that tells us, especially in certain moments of our life or our women life, what we're supposed to feel, you know, where we're supposed to want children at a certain moment. We're supposed to love and educate them like as it's the ultimate sacrifice. There are no gray areas in so many you know, women topic and women.
Yes, and we are the worst enemies.
Yes,
because we obey these rules and we step on other women that are trying to be different.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
That's why the best thing is that Eva, that girl who is intelligent, she's a fighter, but she is also far from perfect.
Yes.
She has all I don't know how to call it, but her characteristics can be addressed as mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's a real woman. She's trying to live. That's why I want her to, I wanted to portray her as a superhero. That we all want her to be that bitch that walks out that gallery that says to these customers that there are no good books in this library, so or so go away. To I don't know, to be, to say to her friend, yes, of course, you have to go to Berlin because all the world must know how great you are and you're too good to be in Ljubljana. All our fears, she expresses them, and but she's still full of fears. So that's why I think she's, in a way, really brave. I was never that brave. And she says to the guy at the end, I'm so in love with you. And
I love that.
This is brave too. I always wanted to say that in the first second, but I didn't because it's not, you're not supposed to say it.
Yeah, this
and
is
she's brave enough. Yes, that's what that is basically what I think. But I really like movies, theater, because you don't have to talk about it because you do it in your movie. But then you. And because different people see different things. This is
I totally agree. We all see a different film, I think. That's a beauty of cinema as well.
Yes.
You know?
That's it.
So, starting again, starting from your film, and in this during these days with my colleague Cristiana Palmieri, who's in Sydney right now, there was a panel, you know, that where you all discussed, you know, women topics, you know, and the status of the industry and stuff. And one of the questions that came up that I would like to ask you again, that one of the topics that they were the most discussed was that if it's true that women directors tend to direct and write stories about female characters. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't have all the data that I can say, but of course, I noticed that years ago it was not like that because the world didn't want to see the movies about women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's logical that you put somebody like you in the focus when you do, or somebody you can relate to, and it's easier for us women to relate to women. For example, when we did this, when we started with this movie, when we were asking for funds in our film center, I gathered the artistic team and asked them what the, how they feel about the script. And most of the men said, what's her problem? She doesn't have any problem in life. I said, she has no period. And I said, what's this? And I said, yes, this is because you're a man and we never saw a movie about period. But the period in our lives, in female lives, is one of the biggest issues that we have. So we are waiting for it to happen, for our breasts to grow, to become a woman. Then we have this pain. Then we want to have this regular period so that we want to be mothers, and then in my case now it's my periods are fewer and fewer, and I'm praying for the times when I had pain of the period, because this absence of period is even worse. So this is really a really big issue for us.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's not addressed because it's a man's world, it's through the man's eyes, and we are or heroines to die or this some women of great men and stuff like that. So it's okay when female talk, the world goes larger, I think, because we see the other point as well, the other point of view as well.
Yeah. Another of the questions that have been asked, it's about Me Too. Do you think that the movement somehow changed something and changed also, you know, the situation in the film industry? And if it did, what did it change?
I hope it will change, and of course it changes. We had in Slovenia as well, there was an actress coming out and about a professor in our academy. And we asked ourselves, especially my generation, we had this showing these really hard characters of hard professors who were treating all of us, especially women, inappropriately. But we accepted it because it was packed in this artistic package of this is just... a special way of communication. This is not abuse. And I think now it's changing. The women don't allow male directors to scream and then to talk about their breasts, about their asses and stuff like that. So I hope it's going to change.
Yeah.
Everything.
And talking about change, you know, there have been some changes in the film industry. And but I'm always asking and I'm wondering if this change, if you feel that this change is real, that it's really happening, you know, on the very basis of society, or is it an imposed change, a fake change?
Both. Of course, it's imposed. Of course, this change is a bit aggressive because now you have to give money to women.
Yeah.
Because you have this... you have these numbers you have to
reach.
To reach. But on the other hand, it's real because women are doing movies, so it's okay. So it's not organic as it should be. Now it's a bit scripted or directed change. But on the other hand, you have these female voices now, so it's gonna. I hope it's gonna become a non-issue. So you do the movie because you have a talent or a good script or something to say, not because you're a boy or a girl. So this is eventually will happen. I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too, and I agree with you. It's both. And thank you so much, Iana, for being with us, for talking about Beach, a derogative term for a woman screening at the Sydney Film Festival. Thank you so much. Hopefully next time we'll meet again and not through Zoom.
Thank you so much for your invitation. And yes, I hope to see you soon. Bye.
And this was Tijana Ksinavić, director of Beach, a derogatory term for a woman screening at the Sydney Film Festival in the program strand Europe, Voices of Women in Film, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.